您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Is it possible to live happily in China if totally single your entire life? If you asked this question a couple of years ago, you were highly likely to get many negative answers. The good news is the world is changing, with more people in Chinese cities staying single for longer. So, you know, is China ready to embrace its growing number of bachelors and bachelorettes?
Well, actually, whether you want, you're comfortable with this or not, you are seeing this. And I don't think it's, I think it's a question that's a little bit late to ask, maybe, as we see that there are growing numbers of single person households in this country. And between 2000 and 2010, the number has doubled, according to China Family Development Report published by the National Health and Family Planning Commission. So no matter you like it or not, we're seeing increasing number of single people in cities and having a good time. And I think that's great. I think that shows that there is more diversity that's accepted in society.
Yeah, and according to media estimation, there will be 30 million Chinese bachelors of marriageable age by the year 2020. Bachelors... But that doesn't just mean man, right?
No, bachelor is a man. A bachelor.
30 million bachelors?
A bachelorette is a woman, yes.
But yeah, but I mean, is this accurate? Does it mean 30 million bachelors or for both men and women?
That's a good question.
For men. Yes.
I wonder how many women will be there.
I mean, so it is in a sense a demographic problem when we look at being single, because there are, number one, you know, in terms of absolute numbers, more men in China than there are women.
Doesn't seem like to me. There are like so many, you know, quote unquote, 剩女.
But it's really interesting how it's working out, because single unmarried women tend to be older, make a little bit more money, are highly educated, whereas single unmarried men tend to be a little bit younger, in fact, and they tend to be less
desirable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also I think what's getting people's attention often is the women that are not married for some reason. Maybe for the single men who are not married, maybe because they are just often studies show that they don't earn as much, and maybe they don't really have as much a voice, so to speak, in the media. So actually the big problem here is really quite a gender imbalance situation that we are seeing in this country.
But I think we're actually talking about this trend that a lot of people either they choose to be single or for various reasons, but the society in general is becoming a little bit more acceptable for, you know, single people. And this sharp increase in one-person households is actually consistent with social trends in other developed countries. Data from Euromonitor International says that in the UK, 34% of households are inhabited by a single person. That's pretty high, actually. And in the U.S., it's 27%. And in Japan, the number is 30%. And that's surprising because Japan has historically placed great culture emphasis on, you know, family units.
Yeah, actually, I'm quite surprised with the 30% in Japan, when I think they have a stronger culture for single people and not really scolding them.
Well, so. Yeah, yes and no. I think Japan is a bit of an outlier in many ways, both in the extreme emphasis on family life, especially when it comes to women getting married and having kids and then staying at home, versus the other end of the pendulum, or the other end of the continuum, where you have, you know, the grass eaters and the people who say that they're never going to be in a relationship and things like that. And so I think in Japan, it really kind of goes both ways. But I guess that is the question. I mean, is it actually becoming more acceptable to be single in China? I mean, because like we have these terms like leftover man, leftover woman, which are quite derogatory, if you ask me. But it doesn't seem like people are using these terms any less.
No, I think these terms as bad as they are, they are probably going to stay in our lexicon for a very long time. And I think here maybe the attitude is slightly a bit more open than it used to be. But still, I think if you want to stay single, let's say, for your whole life, it's still a lot of pressure to deal with. But I think what Bebe just said earlier is really quite interesting when we see, yes, there is this growth of fast growth of single person households in China. And it has something to do with people are educated for maybe a longer time now. And then when you finish your degree and then you start your career, and this prioritization of professional and personal achievement means that you're probably going to stay married for a bit longer. And also, I think a family, marriage, these are things that are still very important, but they don't seem to be the must-do thing for people.
I think one major reason is that people, both men and women, they have become more independent. They are able to stay pretty happy by themselves. So there is, in a way, a bigger price to pay to get married. You know, they become more selective when it comes to choosing a partner, because, you know, you want to be happier after making a major change in life. And yeah, if you're already pretty comfortable, and, you know, it's just harder to take that leap.
I remember when I first began living here in China in 2008, I was really struck by a lot of these conversations that people were having in the media, but also on a personal basis. Like, you know, oh, you know, I really want to find the right one, but finding the right one is so difficult. And so I think kind of echoing what Bebe was saying, I think that's true in a sense, where, you know, the requirements that people have in the potential partner definitely is quite high. But it's interesting, too, because on Zhihu.com, someone asked the question, is it possible to live happily in China if I stay single my entire life? And the most popular response, which got liked more than 4,100 times, says, if you plan to do so, the most important thing is to have the ability and determination to acknowledge and accept yourself in a society where people are constantly pushed to get married. And I think that's a really good summary of kind of what it takes. Because, yes, of course, you can choose to stay single. And I think, you know, we're seeing a lot more women especially choosing to do so for various reasons. But that doesn't mean the pressure to get married has gone away. That doesn't mean that their family or their parents are not pushing their sons and daughters to get married and have children.
I mean, what does it mean by saying, I choose to stay single? You know, you choose to stay single because, for most cases, because you haven't found the one. It's not like, oh, you know, if there's the right person shows up, you say that, I choose to stay single, go away. You know, it's like,
well,
some people
don't want to be tied down, I guess.
Well, that's one reason.
But I think most people probably fall in the category that Bebe just described, that maybe just didn't
bump
into the right person. But I think, yeah, it seems like more and more people are just seeing marriage maybe in a slightly different way than previous generations, and think that this romantic compatibility, or just compatibility in general, is more important than, you know, just have to have this big thing done in your life, sort of like ticking a box. And then it's like, you know, major thing done in life, and I can move on to something else.
But as to the question, is it possible to live happily in China if you stay single your entire life?
I think that's really difficult.
It's hard to answer, because I can't imagine, you know, what life will be like when I'm old. Maybe I'll be happy by myself. Maybe I won't. I mean, I can't say yet.
Well, it is interesting. I mean, looking at longitudinal studies, at least in the United States, with married couples, so not necessarily single people, but married couples, what does happen is that as the husband and wife get older, the woman's social network expands, whereas the man's social network ends up contracting. Mm-hmm. And so what you find is, number one, that women usually live longer than men, right? And so what's really interesting is that if the wife dies before the husband, it's usually not very long. I mean, you know, we're talking about general trends here, but it's usually not very long until the husband will follow her. But if the husband dies before the wife, then the wife just kind of keeps on going.
So the wife lives happily ever after.
So to answer your question, babe, I think that as a woman, for some reason, it's easier, in fact, to live single longer. if that makes sense.
We're more flexible and
I think maybe because women usually know how to cook and how to do various things in the house, and it's, you don't really have the dire need to find a partner to take care of a lot of the mundane stuff. When I say this out of my own, you know, observation of older people, when sometimes, unfortunately, the older lady passes away first, and then the older man just, the old man, I
mean, starves to death.
No, and just, you know, gets another partner because there are some real reasons.
There is that too.
That,
yeah.
You know, in order to stay alive, he has to find someone to take care of.
What a bleak picture you're painting.
Well, as on the other
sorry,
hand,
guys.
If the if the old husband dies, the women actually would have less to do and more time for fun.
Yeah, so happily ever after for her.
This is maybe not
there
the
you go.
Joking
and,
apart.
And we wonder why so many women are choosing not to get married.